What's going on, nosy neighbors? This is Ms. Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, February 8th, being brought to you by the CIAA Step Show Throwdown Greeks versus Greeks, happening on Friday, March 1st at the Charlotte Convention Center, hosted by the entire Madhouse. I'm going to be there. Larry's going to be there. Burpee's going to be there, along with Darren Brand from Wildin' Out. You can pick up those tickets on power98fm.com. Lil Baby was arrested in Atlanta yesterday evening after failing to signal in his orange Corvette. Fans got video of the arrest, which shows Lil Baby being handcuffed face down in the middle of the street. He was charged with eluding police and reckless driving. He was later released. Cardi B graces the cover of Harper's Bazaar spring fashion issue, and she looks beautiful. Looks like things are all good between the rapper and the magazine. Remember, it was during their party last year in September that Cardi got into a scuffle with Nicki Minaj and then threw that shoe at her. In the article, Cardi opens up about her husband Offset, postpartum depression, and her daughter Culture. We haven't heard much from Kevin Hart since that whole Oscar host controversy, but he is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Working, the comedian will debut a new special for Netflix. It's called Guide to Black History. The educational and entertaining comedy special is being described as a sketch comedy meets stand-up meets Sesame Street. Kevin Hart will tell the stories of African Americans who have made great contributions to this nation with the help of some of his comedy friends. Kevin Hart's Guide to Black History hits Netflix today, so make sure you check it out. According to one of the Grammy producers, the Grammys failed to connect to the hip-hop community. And because of that, many artists declined to perform at this Sunday's ceremony. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Childish Gambino, and Ariana Grande have all declined to perform at this year's show. Grande, who wanted to perform her new song, Seven Rings, was told that she couldn't. Therefore, she's boycotting. The Grammys put together a task force to help identify biases faced by underrepresented communities. We'll see if it helps. Happy birthday to Gary Coleman, Kimbo Slice, Anderson .Paak, and Pooch Hall. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power 98. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.